The Safari Quiz Show.
Jija.
Saval Gija.
I'm your host Vidya, and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program with locations all over the Bay Area and all over the world. Don't forget to like the Safari Quiz Show page on Facebook. We're waiting for a certain number of likes, after which we'll be awarding prizes on Facebook as well. So don't forget to like us there. The page name is Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show, couldn't be simpler than that. Our contact information quickly. Our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email to write to us if you have a question, if you want to participate on the show, and of course for our new initiative, which is send in your children's musical performance recordings, preferably in an MP3 format, but I know some of you have recordings on YouTube as a performance recording. You can send us a YouTube link as well, and we could use that as well. The idea behind that is that we have a lot of talented kids in the Bay Area, both vocal and instrumental performances. Both vocal and instrumental performances. So we'd like you to send us your recording so we can showcase the kids. This is a kids' show. Kids come on the show to be quizzed and to win prizes. Kids listen to the show. And it would be wonderful if you can have performers showcased on the show as well. So if you have a performance by a child 18 years or younger, vocal or instrumental, please do send us the recording again at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Before we start today's show, I want to mention a couple of other things. We have two new locations for the Safari Kid program, which is a preschool and after-school program. We had some kids last week on our show who went to their after-school chess and after-school robotics program. So this is not just for very young kids. It's for older kids as well, because they have a lot of interesting programs. Summer is coming up, and they have summer camp, interesting summer camp options as well. Now, the two new locations, the first one is 4995 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara, 4995 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara. More information can be found at safarikidca.com or safarikidusa.com. They actually have an open house going on today and tomorrow from 11 to 7 p.m. So this is a perfect time to go and check out the facility, check out the teachers, and see what kind of programs they have for your child, especially in summer. 4995 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara. The other location is in De Anza. It's 1081 South De Anza, Cupertino. And the summer camp starts on June 16th there. So that's another place. And to get, again, as I said, to get more information, go to safarikidca.com or safarikidusa.com. Last housekeeping item, I want to say a big thank you to our prizes sponsor, Tinker. That's spelled T-Y-N-K-E-R. It's a great way to introduce computer programming to kids and helps them learn while having fun making games and solving puzzles. They also have summer camps, so do check them out. You'll hear their ad during our break. So now it's time to meet the kids in the studio. We have three fifth graders today, very interesting fifth graders, and I'm going to introduce them. But before I do, I want to mention that they chose to come on the show. They are friends, so they decided to come on the show together, and they also picked their own categories. So we're going to see what those categories are in a minute, but let's go meet them first. Our first contestant is Chiroshri. Did I spell that right? Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
So welcome to the show, Chiroshri.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the school that you three go to.
So we go to College Park Elementary, mm-hmm. and we go to the GATE program, which is a program for talented kids.
So it's called College Park, Elementary. Now, did you go through this, and you're all fifth graders?
Yes.
Is it a private school or a public school?
It's a public school.
It's a public school, but what I learned before the show started was that this is a school any child can go to, even if they don't happen to live in the area.
Yes.
Where is the school based?
In San Mateo on Indian Avenue.
On Indian Avenue. And you girls don't live in San Mateo, though.
No, we live in Foster City.
Okay, so I'll ask a few more questions of our next contestants. Chiroshri, welcome to the show. What subject do you like the best?
I like Greek mythology.
Greek mythology the best. Okay, no, in school?
In school, I like doing math and science.
Math and science. So this is wonderful. Is it a girls-only school? No.
No, it's
co-ed. It's co-ed. Okay. So let's meet our next contestant. She's Roshni, and you may have heard her voice over the air because she's a regular listener of the show. Welcome back to the show, Roshni.
Hi, my name is Roshni.
So Roshni is Chiroshri's classmate, and she's also at College Park Elementary, right? So you told me something special about College Park Elementary before the show began. So tell me what's special about it. Why did you guys choose to go to this particular school instead of your home school?
Because College Park had the GATE program, and since Well, it had the GATE program. We wanted to learn something higher than, like, learning everything, like, the same thing we already know.
Okay.
And so also, we chose to go to somewhere where we can actually learn.
Okay.
So that's why we chose College Park, because, and also, it's the only school that actually has GATE program.
It's a all GATE.
No, it's just, like, two classes.
Okay.
In a normal school.
You also mentioned that it is, it has a focus on STEM.
STEM, no.
No. So it's just a special... So what extra stuff do you do that's GATE related?
Well, we do... we, like, have these, like, problems. Like, so we have these, like, prompts, and, like, they actually make us think harder mm-hmm. and show, like, why is your reasoning so, like, you know, significant and why. So it actually shows, like, it's, like, kind of related...
So it's extra work, really.
Yeah, and also it's kind of related to Common Core.
Okay.
The new state standards, so,
right.
Yeah.
So it's Common Core, but that would have happened recently. But mainly it is some extra work and more critical thinking, skill-based work that you get in the school.
Yes.
Can anybody join?
You have to get, like, GATE qualified in order to join.
Okay.
So you have to, like, do a series of tests, like two tests. So first you have to do the STAR test, and then if you do good on that, you have to do the GATE test. And if you're qualified, then you can go to the GATE.
Which grade did you guys join the school?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Okay. So you've just been together 2 years.
Yeah.
As friends?
Yeah.
And you're all from Foster City?
Yes.
Okay. Let's meet our third contestant, Michaela. Welcome to the show, Michaela.
Thank you.
Michaela is new to the show.
Yes.
And she's also a student at College Park Elementary in San Mateo. And she also lives in Foster City.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So tell me what you like best about your school.
Well, I like that it's not very big and there's not that many kids.
Okay.
So, and I like the uniforms because then people can fool each other about what they're wearing.
Oh, so you guys wear uniforms in the school?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. It must be easy, thankfully,
yes.
Right? You don't have to worry about wearing the latest brands and worrying about whose clothes are better.
Yes.
I know because my daughter is in sixth grade and she had a tough time this year. Actually, for a couple of years, because she doesn't wear what everybody else is wearing. So it's always a... So uniforms. I fully support uniforms, by the way, anybody who's listening. So that's great. So, Michaela, how did you guys all find out about the school from the same place, from Foster City?
Well, actually, I always went to College Park since kindergarten.
Oh, I see.
So I always saw the GATE kids at school, and so I wanted to know more about it, and I took the test.
How did you find out about College Park in the beginning when
well,
kindergarten?
My grandmother works for the school actually.
Oh, I see.
Before she worked for Turnbull, the preschool that's I guess under the power of College Park, but then she moved to the elementary school at the actual College Park, and it's Mandarin immersion also besides GATE. So to third grade, I learned Mandarin. But then GATE doesn't offer Mandarin, unfortunately. But in Bayside, we're going to continue. I'm going to try to continue it as an extracurricular activity.
And Bayside is your middle school?
Yes.
Next
Correct.
Year? So
yes.
You're all going to go to Bayside?
Yes.
All right. So we need to learn more about this. So parents, if you're interested, this is a public school that anybody can join, College Park Elementary in San Mateo, that you can send your kids to. And it has a very specific GATE program. And kids seem to have loved it. And they've been creative enough to suggest their own categories today. So let me tell you what they did. The three categories that they suggested for us today was ice cream flavors, Greek mythology, and states and U.S. capitals. Now, having seen how bright and smart these girls are, I have a feeling that it's going to be very easy for them. But we'll see how things go. So are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay. Our first category is ice cream flavors. And let's do a quick buzzer check to make sure everybody's buzzer is working. Chiroshri and Roshni, Michaela. Perfect. Here's the first question for 10 points. In a banana split ice cream by Häagen-Dazs, what is the fruit other than the banana?
Pineapple.
That is not correct. You owe me -5. Question passes. Think about a regular banana split. There's always a fruit on a banana split. Question passes to Chiroshri.
Pass.
Roshni.
Cherry.
That's right. 5 points. Very good. Question number 2. Dulce de leche is a very popular flavor. And I know, Michaela, I'm not pronouncing this right. So you can pronounce it correctly and tell me. What does it mean? Yes.
It means milk. It means cream of milk.
Not exactly, but it's close. So I'm going to give you 5 points and cancel out your minus this thing. But question passes to Chirushri. Dulce de leche. How do you pronounce it, Michaela?
Dulce de leche.
Oh, so I did pronounce it close enough. Okay, good.
Very good.
Does it mean ice cream?
No, it doesn't. Minus five for you, so you owe me 5 points. Roshni, do you want to text? It's milk candy. Milk candy or sweet, dulce, sweet milk. Sweet milk. It, in fact, dulce de leche is a product that you put in the ice cream. Right, Michaela?
Yes.
It's a dessert.
Yes, it's also very good in cake.
Good in cake. That's right. It's I guess it's some kind of a condensed milk
product. Yes, it is.
Right. My mouth's watering just thinking about it.
Yes.
Right, Michael? Yeah. Question number three. The three main ingredients in Rocky Road ice cream are chocolate ice cream, almonds, and what? The three main ingredients in Rocky Road ice cream are chocolate ice cream, almonds, and what?
Chocolate chips?
No. It's not the main ingredient. So you owe me minus 10 now. Yeah, this question just passes to you, Roshni.
Marshmallows?
Yes, marshmallows. Rocky Road is famous for marshmallows. It's the most important ingredient for my daughter as far as Rocky Road goes. Question number four. Mocha in ice cream. Mocha means which two flavors mix together? Mocha in ice cream means which two flavors mix together?
Coffee and chocolate.
Perfect. And you owe me how much? Minus 5 or minus 10?
10.
Minus 10? So you're cleared out now. Okay, 0. Very good. Question number 5. Ben and Jerry's have an ice cream with bananas, walnuts, and chunks of fudge. It's named after an animal that might like this flavor. Name the flavor.
Moose tracks?
No, that is not correct. You owe me minus 5 now. You owe me 5. Roshni?
Pass.
Michaela?
Pass.
Chunky monkey. Bananas, see? Bananas.
Oh.
Chunky monkey. Okay, question number 6. Vanilla is a popular flavor used in ice cream. Did you know it's derived from an orchid plant? What part of the plant is used to make the flavor? What?
Bean?
Bean. Yes, it's bean, fruit, or pod. I would have accepted any one of those. Very good. 10 points to Roshni. Okay, question number 7. Which popular cookie, I think this is probably the most popular cookie in the world, which popular cookie is associated with the flavor cookies and cream?
Oreos.
Oreos. Very good. That's right, Oreos. Question number 8. Neapolitan ice cream is made of blocks of three different kinds of ice cream. Okay.
Vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
That is correct. Very good. And as you may have guessed, Michaela and Chirushri, you can buzz before I finish the question. I just stopped talking.
Oh.
So you have to guess what the question is. If I just wanted one flavor, she would be out of luck. But I was going to ask for all three, so she won out. Okay. Question number 9. What is the key ingredient in ice cream that is missing in sorbets? What is...
Milk.
Milk. Very good. You owe me 5, right?
No, I was clear.
Oh, you were clear.
Yes.
10 points to you. Very good. Question number 10. Last question in ice cream flavors category. Which nut leads to a green colored ice cream?
Pistachio.
Pistachio is right. You owe me 5, so 5 points. Here you go. This tricked them out. Ice cream flavor. It was a great idea, I have to say. I loved it. I would never have thought of it on my own. And I'm so grateful you girls came up with it, because it was a fabulous topic. All right. So now we are going to go to our listener question. Listener question. Here's a listener question. First, we're going to ask for, give out a phone number, 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here's the question. Which is the most popular flavor of ice cream in the world? No, this is for the listeners, Michaela. We're done with this category for the kids. Which is the most popular flavor of ice cream in the world? All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Sabina, and I think the answer is vanilla.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Go for it. Who's this?
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is vanilla.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Gia, and the answer is vanilla.
Gia, how do you spell your name?
R-H-E-A.
See, I got that wrong. Ria, yes. Thank you, Ria. All right, let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki.
Yes, Nikki.
And my answer is vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ishika, and my answer is vanilla.
Ishika says vanilla. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik, and the answer is vanilla.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is vanilla.
Who's this?
Koina.
Koina. Thank you, Koina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is vanilla.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is vanilla.
Thank you, Pooja. And last caller for question number one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is vanilla.
Thank you, Madhav. Madhav was the last caller for question number one. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won our first listener question and how the girls in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja.
Sawal Jiye Ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've just finished with our first category and going on to the second. Before that, I want to mention a couple of things. You just heard that little theme tune that we have, and that was composed by my son, Naren Pradhan. And as a mom, I'm really proud to present his work. As parents, I'm sure you also would be very, very proud to showcase some of the wonderful job your kids are doing with their musical activities, whether it is a vocal or an instrumental performance. So we are looking at Safari Quiz Show to promote and showcase the talented kids that we have in our community. We don't want an original composition, something that they've played for recital, something that they're learning would also be just wonderful. And we would love to have those contributions in the form of either MP3s or YouTube links or WAV files. So please do get across your kids' performances to us, along with some information about what they're playing and the context behind the performance, to safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. This is also the email to write to us if you want to participate on the show. So before we went on break, we asked the first listener question, which is the most popular flavor of ice cream in the world, and it's surprise, surprise, it is the boring vanilla. And everybody did get it right. And from all the correct winners, Michaela picked the answer, picked the winner, and she's going to announce it on the air. So who won the first listener question?
The first listener question winner was Nikki. Congratulations.
Nikki, congratulations. All right. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to mention your question and answer as well, and we'll get your prize to you. But please, 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 please write to us today. All right, with that, it's time to go and check the scores in the studio. Chiroshri, how many points do you have?
5 points.
5 points. A big clawback from a lot of negative points. So wonderful. Roshni, how many points do you have?
40 points.
40. And what about you, Michaela?
I have 10 points.
10 points. It's very early in the game because we have two more categories coming up. Both these categories were also picked by our contestants in the studio today. The first one that we're going to go to is Greek mythology. Ready? Yes. Let's do a buzzer check. Yes. Chiroshri. Roshni, Michaela. Everybody's buzzers are working, and it's time to start our second category, Greek mythology. Question number one for 10 points. Name the woman who let all the evils of humanity out of a jar.
Pandora.
Pandora is right. 10 points to Chiroshri. Question number two. What was the last thing that was in the jar? What was the last thing?
Hope.
Hope. Very good. 10 points again. Question number three. Who was the goddess who sprang out of sea foam?
Aphrodite.
Aphrodite. Wow, we have an expert in the studio today. That was Chiroshri, quickly gaining ground. Question number four. Name the woman who was wooed by Zeus in the form of a bull.
Io.
No, I hadn't finished my question. So minus five, let me grab that, and I'm going to finish my question on. Because I didn't finish my question, now the question is open for buzzing. It's not a past question. For Roshni and Chiroshri. One of the continents is named after her. Woman who was wooed by
Europa.
Europa, very good. And it's 10 points because it was a brand new question. Question number 5. People did not often say the name of this god aloud because he was the god of the underworld.
Hades.
Hades is right. It's like the Voldemort of his time, I guess. Okay, question number 6. Which city was the oracle who prophesied for the Greek kings based in?
Delphi.
Delphi. Chiroshri is running away with this category. Very good. We still have four more questions, girls. So let's see. Oh, this is so easy. Name of Zeus's wife was
Hera.
That's right. 10 points. Question number 8. Also easy, so buzzer, hands on buzzers. Which hero defeated Medusa?
Perseus.
Perseus. Very good. 10 points to Michaela, who beat her friends on the buzzer.
Yeah.
Question number 9. Which king was punished by Zeus by keeping food and water just out of his reach?
Tantalus.
Tantalus is right. Tiroshi got that right. And I just want to mention for our listeners that that's where we come across the word tantalizing. Tantalizing means it's really close. And Tantalus was punished by keeping food and water just out of his reach for all eternity. So he was thirsty, but he couldn't. The water was just there, but he couldn't reach it. And the food was just there, but he couldn't reach it. Tantalus. Very good. Question number 10, last question in our Greek mythology category, which girls are well prepared for. Name the boy who flew too close to the sun. Minus 5 for Roshni. And question, I hadn't finished the question, so it's going to be open for Michaela and Chiroshri to buzz on. All right? Name the boy who flew too close to the sun with his artificial wings and plunged to the earth.
Icarus.
Icarus. Very good. 10 points to Chiroshri. Okay, we're done. Oh my goodness, that category went super, super, super fast. So now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Here's the question for our listeners in the category Greek mythology. Name the weaver girl who was transformed by Athena into a spider. Name the weaver girl who was transformed by Athena into a spider. Yes, the girls in the studio do know it. No, I think our listeners will have to take a minute to find out. Name the weaver girl who was turned by Athena into a spider. And I'll give you a little background. They actually had a competition, a weaving competition. But this lady was much better than Athena, who got really jealous. And you know what happens when Greek gods get gods and goddesses get jealous. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Arachne.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti Garola, and the answer is Arachne.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha, and the answer is Arachne.
Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vatsalia, and I think the answer is Arachne.
What's your name again?
Vatsalia.
How? Vatsalia. V-A-T-S-A-L-Y-A?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. All right. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is Arachne.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Arachne.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Kushreet, and I think the answer is Arachne.
What's your name again?
Kushreet.
How do you spell it?
K-U-S-H-R-E-E-T.
Kushreet, welcome to the show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Arachne.
Thank you, Gaurav. Two more callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is Arachne.
Thank you, Koina. And last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mihir. The answer is Arachne.
What's your name again?
Mihir.
Mihir. Thank you, Mihir. And Mihir was the last caller for our second question. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who got the answer, actually, who was the winner from all the correct answers and what the situation in the studio is. For all those of you who are disappointed because you weren't able to get through, don't worry, there's a third listener question coming up after our third category. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya. Jieja.
Sawal kieja.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja.
Sawal kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, here with Chiroshri, Roshni and Michaela. Friends, terrific competitors and super, super smart kids who are all fifth graders in College Park Elementary in San Mateo. They've also picked the categories for the show today. And though they had a little bit of a hiccup in the ice cream flavors round, they totally aced the Greek mythology round. And I think this particular round, which is our next round, which is states and capitals of the United States, is going to be completely a buzzer game. Completely, completely. So we're going to zip through that really fast. So I'm going to take a minute to again mention my initiative, which is Safari Quiz Show wants you, wants your performances, wants to showcase your musical performances. We usually play Bollywood songs during our breaks, but I'd like to change at least one or two of that into something that our kids in the community do. So if you play an instrument and have a recording, it doesn't have to be an original composition, just something that you've played well and you're proud of. Or if you sing, we'd love to have your song either in the form of an MP3, a WAV file, or a YouTube link. So please do send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com as an attachment or a link, safariquizshow@gmail.com. We really, really want to showcase the really talented kids that we have all around us. Our listener question before we went on break in the Greek mythology category was, name the weaver girl who was transformed by Athena into a spider. Everybody got it right. It was indeed Arachne, and that's why spiders are called arachnids now, from that word, arachnids, from Arachne, the weaver girl who challenged a goddess to a weaving contest. So from all the correct answers, Roshni has picked the winner this time, and she's going to announce it.
The winner for the second listener question is Madhav.
Madhav, who continues his lucky streak. Madhav, well done. You know what to do, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and mention the question and the answer. And Madhav is actually very prompt about sending his email to us. He does do that on time, so I want to tell all the other people who are going to win today, please do send us your emails today itself. Now, just as the girls pick their own topics today, I'd like you guys listening to also send me some ideas for categories. And if you want to participate on the show, you can also do it just like they did, which is with a couple of friends, come to the studio, give me your categories a week in advance, and I'll make sure that I quiz you on exactly what you want to be quizzed on. It's a lot of fun because then it's up to me to make the questions a little challenging, which I have not done so today so far because the girls are super bright. But I will try, and then it's your wits against mine, right? So let's go to our third category today, states and capitals of the USA. I'm telling you, this is going to be a completely buzzer game because these are easy questions for these girls who have just finished a test in states and capitals of the USA. So this is a very unfair competition. Question number one. Capital of California.
Sacramento.
That is correct. That was Roshni. I think we're going to need some more 10-point tokens. Question number two. What's the capital of Florida?
Tallahassee.
No, that wasn't you.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was Chiroshi, Tallahassee. Yes, watch out who's buzzing so you don't answer for them. Which state is New Orleans in?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Who helped her? Who helped her? Chiroshi. Right. Michael, let's take a quick minute to grab more points because it looks like this is going to be all 10 points. All right. Question number four. What is the capital of Nebraska?
Nebraska is Lincoln.
Lincoln. She got that in time before her 5 seconds ran out. Very good. Question number five. Which state is Las Vegas in?
Nevada.
Chiroshri has some buzzer skills, serious buzzer skills. Question number six. Santa Fe.
New Mexico.
That was indeed the question. Here you go. 10 points to Roshni. Is the capital of New Mexico. Question number seven. Which state capital is famous for car racing?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, Indiana's capital. Very good. That was Michaela finally edging in Chiroshri for one question. Question number eight.
Oops, sorry. Sorry.
Okay, we'll excuse that. Question number eight. This state capital is known as the Mile High City, but it is not the highest in altitude. This state capital is known as the Mile High City, but it's not. I found a question that stumped them. I'm so proud of myself. This state capital is known as the Mile High City, but it's not the highest in altitude. By the way, I'll answer the question of which one is the highest in altitude. Do you know that one? Which state capital is the highest in altitude? That's not the question. So it's Santa Fe, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. So this state capital is known as the Mile High City. High. It's elevated.
Is it Olympia?
Washington. No, it's a good guess though. 5 points though. Roshni, you want to take a chance?
No, pass.
And Michaela?
Pass.
It's Denver.
Really?
Yes, it's Denver.
My skiing state.
Exactly. Where do you go? Vail? Aspen?
Fail. I'm skiing.
Question nine. This capital has the lowest population.
Olympia.
No, that's not correct.
What? Okay, fine. Do I owe you 5 points?
Yes, you owe me 5 points. Has the lowest population. You don't have to buzz. It's actually Tiroshri's turn.
Pass.
Providence?
Okay, now that all three of you have had a turn at it, I'm going to ask you this question again, this time mentioning the state. This is the capital of Vermont.
Montpelier.
It's also the capital with the lowest population. Okay, question number 10. This capital of Delaware is the longest serving capital in the U.S.
Dover.
10 points to Chiroshi. All right, we've come to the end of our this thing today. I know, I wish. But we did 10. We actually did 11 because we did the Montpelier twice.
No.
So here is our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Girls, absolute quiet, because this question is for our listeners. Which state capital has an average high of 80 to 90 degrees and average low of 65 to 75 degrees throughout the year? Which state capital has an average of 80 to 90 degrees and an average high of 80 to 90 degrees and an average low of 65 to 75 degrees throughout the year? So you can see this is a warm place. Which state capital? 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller if we have one. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? No, it's going to take them some time to figure this one out. To the girls in the... Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anish, and I think the answer is Austin.
Anish thinks it's Austin. All right, we're going to get a bunch of different ones, I think. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
This is Shruti.
Okay, Shruti, and what's your answer?
I think the answer is Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix. Okay, Shruti thinks it's Phoenix. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satik, and the answer is Carson City.
Satik thinks it's Carson City. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Aditya, and I think the answer is Austin.
Aditya thinks it's Austin. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shruti and the answer is Carson City.
Shruti who now? Because you had two Shrutis. What's your last name?
Nayak.
N. Okay, Nayak. Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
I think that is Los Angeles.
Who's the caller? What's your name? Hello? I think I lost the caller there. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Honolulu.
Thank you, Pooja. Pooja thinks Honolulu. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Kashreek and I think the answer is Phoenix.
What's your name again?
Kashreek.
Kashreek, yes, of course. And your answer is Phoenix. Thank you, Kashreek. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Austin.
Madhav thinks it's Austin, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vatsalya, and I think the answer is Phoenix.
Phoenix, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Suti, and the answer is Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, Michael, how much more time? Thank you, Suti. How much more time do we have to take calls?
Calls?
Yeah, just 3 minutes to take calls? Okay, let's go for it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Austin.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shania, and the answer is Austin.
What's your name again?
Sharanya.
Thank you, Sharanya. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air. Let's just take one more call, Michael, and then we'll go on break. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikita, and I think the answer is Austin.
Austin, okay. So we had a bunch of different callers, so we're going to take a break and see who got it right and who was the winner. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja. Quiz Show.
Jeeja.
Sawal Kiyeja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're at the end of our episode for today, but we asked a question just before we went on break, which stumped nearly everybody who was listening. Our question was in the category States and Capitals of the USA, and my question was, which state has an average high of 80 to 90 degrees and average low of 65 to 75 degrees throughout the year? So you can see this is a really warm place, but it doesn't get brutally hot. So we had a bunch of answers for this question, like Phoenix, Austin, Carson City. These are cities that get really hot in the winter, in the summer, because they're in desert climates, but they also tend to get fairly cold in the winter and fairly cold at nights. So this was, they were not the correct answers, and we had only one correct answer in the entire lot. So Chiroshi unfortunately could not pick a winner because we just had one. And the winner of that listener question is Pooja. All right. So it's possible, I'm learning from the girls here, that Pooja may be going to their school. So you can see how fitting and appropriate it is that she had the only correct answer today. Pooja, congratulations. Please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question and answer. You have to be proud of that one because you're the only one who got it right. And now it's time to see how the girls in the studio are doing. Chiroshi, how many points do you have?
120.
I think she ran away with this one. Roshni, how many points do you have?
70 points.
70, not bad. And Michaela?
30 points.
All right. Give yourselves a big hand for coming up with the categories and being well prepared. In the end, I think it was very much a buzzer game. So this has nothing to do with how much they know or don't know. It's just a question of whose hand or had it slightly faster reflexes. So well done, Chiroshi. That was an awesome score. Roshni, not bad at all. Michaela, first time on the show. I'm very proud of you. Well done. Okay, so with that, we come to the end of our show for today. It was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was by my son, Naren Pradhan. As I mentioned before, please send your contributions to me at thesafariquizshow@gmail.com. And this is your host, Vidya, saying, Jeeja,
Sawal Kiyeja.